Annual Moving Survey, Top 5 Outbound States Run by Democrats. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 3, 2022. The top 5 states with the highest amount of outbound migration in 2021 were governed by Democrat politicians, according to United Van Lines's annual Movers study. The primary reasons for individuals fleeing these states included cost, lifestyle, family, and job. The state with the highest number of outbound migrants last year was New Jersey. Of those involved in moves, 70% fled New Jersey, compared to just 30% who moved in. The New York Post reported that 6 of the top 10 metro areas suffering from the worst exodus were in the New York-New Jersey region. In second place came Illinois, which saw 67.2% of people involved in moves leaving the state. Conversely, just 32.8% of movers became new residents of Illinois in 2021. Governor Kathy Hochul's, D., New York was third in outbound migrants, with 63% of movers fleeing the Empire State compared to just 37% moving in. The leading reason for escaping New York was family, with nearly 30% of outbound movers citing that reason. Additionally, the survey revealed that high earners left the state in masses. Of those who made $150,000 or more, 43.5% fled the highly taxed state. Fourth on the list was Governor Ned Lamont's, D., Connecticut, who saw 60% of movers flee the state and just 40% incoming. Those fleeing Connecticut cited retirement as the primary reason for leaving, with 33% of movers citing that. Capping out the top 5 outbound states was Governor Gavin Newsom's, D., California, which had similar numbers as Connecticut. Close to 60% of movers in California exited the state while almost 40% moved in. An almost equal amount of Californians who fled the state cited cost and lifestyle, with nearly 22% of outbound movers citing both these reasons. As Americans fled blue states amid increasing mandates and power-hungry municipalities, they escaped to rural and less densely populated states. Republican-led states like Vermont, South Dakota, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Florida made up the top 5 inbound states in that order. When moving into these states, residents often opt for less densely populated areas as well. For example, instead of incoming Floridians moving to places like Orlando or Miami, they choose areas like Punta Gorda and Sarasota, which saw 81% and 79% of movers coming in, respectively. According to economist and University of California, Los Angeles, Professor Michael Stowell, this new data from United Van Lines is indicative of COVID-19's impact on domestic migration patterns, with 2021 bringing an acceleration of moves to smaller, mid-sized towns and cities. We're seeing this not only occur because of Americans' desire to leave high-density areas due to risk of infection, but also due to the transformation of how we're able to work, with more flexibility to work remotely.